Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on our lovely, lovely planet. I'm Ariel. The handsome man sitting next to me, who's trying to set our timer.
Desperately trying to set our timer.
Is Shia. So I'll talk for a little bit. So he doesn't have to do two things.
There you go.
Our show today is called Are You Being or Becoming? And by the way, just to give you a hint right up front, that is a moment-to-moment thing. You can be being, and then you can be whisked off into your comparative mind that thinks you need to do something better.
More.
Different in order to be okay.
Hey, let's talk about listening.
I like it.
You know, we've discovered after several, well, actually more than three decades of working together that all it takes to have your life transform is to get into the current moment of your life, which is this one, right now. Only problem is we've been trained by our culture to be thinking about the past or be involved with what happened in, did I say the past?
Yep.
Oh, well, then in the future, you know, we're either future or past it.
Oriented.
We
finish each other's sentences.
That's the other thing we didn't tell you. And what it takes to get into your life in current time is listening. It will pull you into this moment of now, as opposed to those thoughts about what you could have, should have done, or what you need to do.
Today is a rather solemn day in the United States for many. It is the state funeral and celebration of our 41st president, Herbert Walker Bush. And Shia and I have been watching the celebration and the funeral services this morning. And we noticed something in regards to our own listening. We could either listen to the legacy of this great man, whom, by the way, was not my political party, was not somebody I subscribed to, so I could hold on to my past prejudices about this individual, or I could hear and be touched by his greatness, or I could stop and compare how he is loved to my perception of myself. I could hear about his greatnesses and then turn my spotlight on me and how I'm doing in my life. I really recommend that today, as you listen to this show, you simply listen not only to Shia and I, but the amazing individuals who are calling in, and not have to apply anything, not have to think about how you're doing. Just allow yourself to be in your life. Give yourself a break today. Let this show be a respite between you and your facile mind.
I love that. I have nothing to say. You said it all right there. You know, we so frequently get lost trying to get to what we think is a better us rather than being the us we are. Anyway.
Our approach really is not past future oriented.
It's not psychotherapeutic. It's not problem solution oriented. It's really about discovering how to live in the current moment of your life, how to get here, how to be here in this moment. And by the way, this moment is where your life is unfolding. This is where it's happening. This is where the rose is blossoming. It's right here, right now, not someday when you get to a better you. You are a better you right now.
And that includes your thoughts of the future, your any regrets you may have from the past, any ambitions you have. It includes
your comparison between you and others.
and your comparison between yourself and your standards.
And how you think you ought to be. Yeah. What a better you would be.
We were texting or emailing back and forth with a couple of friends who have fallen ill. Nothing serious, but you know how a flu can lay you low or pneumonia can lay you low. And as they were recovering, you could feel that pressure, like, I'm behind, I should be better, I'm a slacker. It is amazing how little space we give ourselves
just
to simply
be.
So, we have a caller on hold. Shall we take her?
Yes, please.
Maiken, are you in Hamburg today? As in Hamburg, Germany, that is.
Well, she may be, but she's not on this line right now.
Hmm. Are we still on?
Well.
What is that?
Oh, there you are.
I'm glad we
waited. Hi. I can hear you.
Now we can hear you, too.
Great.
What can we do for you, Maiken?
Oh, I was listening to what you said in the show so far. And there was one thing that really got me. When you said comparison between you and your own standards, I said, whoa, this is ringing a bell to me.
Yes, you have high standards. It's true.
Yes.
But here's the thing, dear. Your high standards were given to you by people who had high standards, and they themselves couldn't live up to their high standards.
Plus, at least some of them were formulated by your uncooked mind. You know, when you're little, you look to other people and you say, I want to be like that, or I don't want to be like that. And then you try to be or behave in a certain way, which is, I'm not going to get upset, or I'll never speak to my kids like my mother did, or fill in the blank. And those are impossible dictates.
Yeah, that's true. My voice in particular is telling me, you need to get this done by this and this amount of time. And honestly, looking, I know that I can't get it done in that amount of time.
Mm.
But somehow I'm still trying.
Well, here's the thing, Maiken. If you give yourself a dictate like that, which is really an interesting word, dictator, you know, it's a very interesting word in that it gives you a instruction that you're supposed to complete that's based in some historical idea you have of what a better person does or how to be, rather than looking in the moment of your life, in this moment, and seeing what is the appropriate thing to do right now. And you don't even have to ask yourself the question, because if you look, it's obvious.
What to do next, what to accomplish next, what action to take, as Shia just said, is obvious. And it's an interesting thing that when you give yourself a dictate, it's a setup to make things go slower, because most of us do not like being told what to do. So if you dictate, I must get it done by X time, then what happens is you tend to either rebut it or resist it or slow down because you don't want to be dictated to.
Hmm.
And the neat thing about this is, you're not wrong to tell yourself, Mike, and I really need to get this done by X time, even if it's unreasonable. All that's telling you is you aren't fully engaged. If you have time to sit back and talk to yourself about what you should be doing,
you're not doing in that moment. You're not doing what needs to get done.
It's, you know, not a good thing or a bad thing. It's informational.
You know, there are three principles to instantaneous transformation. The first one is, anything you resist, like something to do, persists and it takes longer. If anything you resist takes longer to get accomplished because there's this resistance in it and you keep it around so it never gets complete. The second principle is, you can only be exactly as you are in the current moment, which is really so remarkably freeing in that, if you give yourself a dictate in this moment, that's all you can be doing. You can only be exactly as you are. Your mindset in this moment can only be exactly what it is. And so resisting it or resenting it doesn't change anything. Noticing it, however, without judging it, allows it to complete itself, which happens to be the third principle of instantaneous transformation. What you notice, allow, without judging, completes itself in the moment, in an instant.
And interestingly enough, Mike, and one of the things that Shai and I have been noticing since our president passed away, and there have been lots of different memorials and individuals who knew him talking on television, and we've followed some of the television programs about his life. The third principle not only applies to talks to the part of us that judges things in a negative way, it's also things we might judge in a positive way. So interestingly enough, as we were listening to how this individual went about his life, as told by people who loved him, if we didn't judge it as a good thing or a better thing or an anything, in an instant, that possibility opened for us. We had certain latent abilities for kindness or service or things that we hadn't seen as possibilities that woke up, but it was important that we didn't judge them as good things.
Well, here's the thing. Until you see something, it doesn't exist. And, you know, I was raised in a family that, you know, kindness to others was not a high priority. It wasn't right up there in brushing your teeth. It was, in fact, I didn't see much of it in my universe. But that, I see it now in President Bush's reality. It became a possibility in my reality.
But, you know, as you say that, Jai, I realize that as kids, we record, oh, there wasn't a lot of kindness. I'm certain you missed many of them.
I'm certain I missed much of the kindness that was there.
Because I'm recalling in his later life, your father, when he was riding down in an elevator in the dress factory he was in with some of his elderly workers, and he was elderly at the time,
This is in Midtown New York City.
He was probably 90 at the time, still working, staying in business in order to make sure the people who worked for him had a livelihood until they no longer could. And somebody tried to mug them in the elevator, and I recall the elderly lady's finger was all swollen, and she had a wedding ring on, and the mugger said, "Give me your ring or I'll cut your finger off." And your dad stepped in front of that lady and said, "Here, take everything I have. Take my wallet, take my watch, take my everything. Just leave her alone." That is kindness and courage.
Well, courage.
And I just remember being very, very touched by it. And that was the tip of the iceberg. And I also recall when Oklahoma bombing happened, walking in and your dad sobbing, "How could this happen in America? How could people do that to people?" That is an inherently kind man. I got Shai crying here, so he may not say anything much. So did you have a question for us, Miss Mikan?
Actually, it's more like you said before. I got so touched what you just said. I have to come back to my brain here. It's with these high standards, it's like I feel at the moment I try to accomplish so much. It's not that.
Can I tell you something about your courage and your kindness, Mikan?
Pardon?
Can I tell you something about your courage and your kindness?
Yes.
Recently, your ex-husband has come back to our community with his new, relatively new wife. And you sit in the same room with them often, like yesterday at the international call, and you make her feel welcome. You allow yourself to feel any discomfort you have with either one of them, and you are gracious. That takes courage.
And kindness.
And so I see it less about what are you producing and more about how are you being.
Can I have a tissue now?
I'd hand you one through.
I never thought that way.
You'll have to use your sleeve or something. And I was thinking about my sister Mary. She and her husband at one point had an acrimonious divorce. She went on to marry. He went on to marry. When Mary and her ex-husband Lee's son Gavin graduated from college, the two couples, Mary Lee and their husband and wife, all got together and they palled around. And they had fun and they laughed and they had a great time together. And everybody was like, how can you do that? Well, you do that by not holding anything as imperfect, by not holding a grudge, by moving forward with what's possible, by celebrating your son's achievement as opposed to having what once happened between you two be more important than the moment.
And what happened was perfect because you needed to separate because you did. And now we need to take a break.
To separate for a moment, Mike. Can you come back with us after a break? It'll give you a chance to get a tissue.
That's a good idea. Thank you.
All right. We'll be back shortly, everyone. So come on back. And don't miss being here.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back to Being Here.
I'm looking at this handsome man across from me.
I'm looking at this beautiful woman across from me. I don't know if we can make it through this show without having mad and passionate, you know what.
Oh, we better. Later, private. I just want to say we're very honored that this weekend we have so many people from around the world
coming to New York City to join us for the freedom to breathe and the art of being a healer. There are still spaces available if you're interested in joining us.
It's Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. The fee is $475.
And You can either turn your interest into direct action, or you can be interested and it'll pass by, because life has these windows of opportunity that if you step through them, your life transforms. And if you let them go by, they go by.
Now, you may have an interest and your relationship to your calendar may not allow you to come this weekend. If you'd like to come and come soon, we also have a course in New York City in January on Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday.
It's called Passion, Revitalize Your Life.
That's on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. And then we also go, speaking of Hamburg and Mikan, we are going to Hamburg in the spring. We are offering the Freedom to Breathe on Thursday the 11th, and a course called New Beginnings, April 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. We're also, as many of you know, going to Costa Rica in January. We have two courses there. A prerequisite
to joining us is attending a weekend. So we have two weekends left before we leave. If you want to come to Costa Rica with us,
New York City. It's not too late.
New York City.
If you want excellence in every aspect of your life, join us for a seminar. It's very easy. Just find out more on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. And you were going to say.
I forgot.
That's what happens when you listen.
Yeah, I stopped to listen and it went away. I can't pull it back.
That's fine.
It is fine.
It'll come back if it does.
Yeah.
We are speaking.
Oh, hey, yeah. You know, you're worth the investment in yourself.
You are.
And like we were talking about before, you cannot imagine what's possible other than what you already know.
It's interesting, this thing about your investment in yourself. Recently, as many of you know, one of my passions is photography. And this year's calendar just came out and it's gorgeous. It has all my photos in it. I'm very proud of it. It's the most beautiful ever. And thank you, Stephanie Luke, for rendering the pictures in this format, and Wendy Madhusudan for doing the layup of the calendar. But my old computer would no longer work on pictures, my little MacBook Air, because it was so filled with pictures, and it was time to upgrade. And I had the hardest time investing in me.
It's a good thing you have me to push you to do for you what you won't do for you.
What I'll do for everybody else but me.
But not you. But that's the same thing with investing in yourself by giving yourself a course with us where you fall into your own moment.
It's like, why do I deserve that? I have other places to put the money. What about this? What about that?
Yeah, what about my retirement? You want to hear a funny story?
Mm-hmm.
Not very funny at all, but yesterday, Ariel and I were talking about a friend of mine who I grew up with, whose birthday was 2 days ago. And I said, let's see if we can find him.
Because Sean wanted to say happy birthday, and we searched, and it took us a while, and I went through all different things, and ultimately I found his obituary from 2006.
Right. So, you know, I think, well, hell, I'm 77, I'm fine. Everybody else I know will be fine too. Guess what? Life is short. Life is not so sweet sometimes, and life is sweet.
And if you don't want a weekend with us, don't even entertain it. Invest in what you're passionate about. If you do want, I would say don't even entertain it.
Just invest
in what you want.
You know, be a Nike person.
Yeah,
just do it.
All right. Let's
go. We're back with Mikan.
Hi, Mikan.
Hey, it was great to listen to you and passion. Yeah. So actually, what you just said was everything I got already everything.
You know, just allow yourself to be moved by life today, Mikan. It's part of being, I think.
And being soft and being vulnerable is being human.
We're so habituated to driving ahead.
And being strong and proving that we're equal or better. You don't have to do that. You can just enjoy your life.
And I know you are a healer. that's your profession as well as who you are as a person, your presence is far more than anything you do.
Than any technique.
What you do is just an outlet for your presence.
And I think I just in the last few weeks lost a bit of my passion about my profession by trying so hard and doing so much instead of being. Yeah.
Well, you know what? You're part of the zeitgeist or the mental process of much of the Northern Hemisphere right now. We're driving forward to try and get everything done before it gets colder and Christmas and end of year and did I do what I set out to this year? There's nothing wrong with that. And guess what? You can come back to center in an instant. That's instantaneous transformation.
As soon as you see you're gone, you're already back. Otherwise, you wouldn't know you were gone.
Provided you don't judge yourself for having gotten lost.
That's right.
Cool. Love it. Thank you.
Love it too. You're so welcome.
Thanks for calling in, sweetheart.
Yes. Thank you so much. We're going to take
I guess we see you next
in
Costa Rica.
Say again?
Wish you a great weekend with everybody there.
Thank you. I wish you a great weekend with everybody you're with, and we'll see you in Costa Rica.
We see you in Costa Rica. Yes. Great. Yes. Bye.
Let's take Andrea, who I imagine is in Basel, Switzerland today. Am I accurate, Andrea?
Yes. Hi, this is Andrea. I'm in Basel. I'm in my studio. Just finished work and I am just walking around and enjoy the lovely view I have over the city.
Oh, well, that's thank you great. For bringing us all into your studio.
Now,
you're
is your,
welcome.
Is your studio separate from your home?
Yes, it is. It's quite on the other side of the city. And it's gorgeous. I found it about 3.5 years ago by accident, actually. And it's the best place to work.
That's great.
Sometimes those things we find by accident are
excellent.
They're the most profound.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a fun thing because I had to move from my older studio. And this studio I am in now is in a part of the city where I never wanted to be. And I just listened and I looked at it anyways and it surprised me so much. I remember that I came into the door, looked outside the window, and I knew that this is it.
I love it.
Something like how we found our house.
You know, you have your thoughts and then you have the reality when you look.
You know, we were looking to buy a house and the first house we walked into was this one. And we said, no, we got to see at least 20 more. So we did.
Just and to make sure we weren't settling, but we knew. We knew.
I love that.
What can we do for you, dear?
Well, you know, honestly, I just listened to you guys talking to Mike and to your stories, and I just feel so good. I feel like I just slowed down like from 200 kilometers per hour to like zero. And it just feels good to be here. And I just want to thank you for doing this radio show. It's always such a gift to either listen to it or to be able to call in and talk to you. And yeah, that's just it. I don't even have a question anymore.
Thank you. You're a gift.
Thank you.
You know, saying what you said, it feeds us because like everybody else, we have self-doubt when we're not working. You know the reason we do this call? To keep us sane.
Well, that's what there's multiple reasons.
Well,
it does. It does keep us centered. We do get back in touch with transformation for ourselves. And it is our give back. We realize
true.
That there are many, many people on this planet
who will never even possibly discover instantaneous transformation if we didn't put it out over the internet.
There are many who don't have the resources to travel.
Right.
But they can travel via the web and they can find this possibility.
Yes.
And they can create a new reality for themselves of resources. You know, when I first did my first transformational course, I had an idea of myself that was extremely limited. I was studying to be an actress in New York. My parents were supporting me. I discovered that there was a course I wanted to take about transformation, which, by the way, is where I met Shia, so it was a really good investment on my part.
Well, we didn't meet in that course.
But very shortly after. I'm talking 1980. And the thing that happened was somehow in me, I realized I didn't want to say, hey, Mom and Dad, I have this class I want to take, which they gladly would have supported, probably at some hardship to themselves, because that's how they were operating with me. They were supporting me in what I felt I needed and what they felt I needed. And I had no idea how to go out and get a job. I'd worked since I was very young, but for my family operations, for the berry fields near me, I'd never had to go out and apply for anything. And it launched me. I went and I got jobs and I supported myself, and it was the beginning of my self-sufficiency. Sometimes when you recognize what you want, even if you don't know how to get there, if you invest in it, you're investing in yourself.
That is very cool. That reminds me of the time about 10 years ago I met Ursula. She was my singing teacher back then, and I remember her being so alive and funny, and I remember her inviting me to one of your seminars, and you guys talked about that window of opportunity, and I just saw that was my window of opportunity to go out and find something that works for me and that has supported me so much over the last years.
We're thankful too, because otherwise we wouldn't have met you. But there is a phrase you just used that really touched us. In regards to what you noticed about Ursula when you first met her.
You said she was being so alive.
So you weren't only touched by, and Mike, and I hope you're still listening, you weren't simply touched by what you were learning, what your skills in music were, how you were progressing.
You were discovering a new possibility of how you could be in your own life.
And I really feel most of us underestimate the profound impact of being.
Yes. Yeah. That's awesome.
It really is awesome.
Thank you so much.
You know, thank you for calling in. We have a couple of people holding. If there's something more you'd like to talk about, we're happy to talk with you. And if not, we'll
go on to the next person.
Caller. Yeah, just go on to your next callers. It was just lovely talking to you, and have an awesome day.
And when do we see you next?
We see her
in Costa Rica.
In Costa Rica. Yeah.
Okay, we'll see you in Costa Rica.
And we'll speak to you before then at the international call. I know it's a little bit ahead, everybody, but in January on the 8th, we're doing a special event called Transformation in the New Year. We're doing one live in person on Monday night on the 7th. So if you want to start the new year being in a transformational bent, you can either come in person or you can join Andrea in Basel. She has a hub there. There are hubs all over the world, and you are welcome. And I'm including now all those people in Hong Kong. We have Cheryl, who's on every year in almost every call in from Hong Kong. There's Paisia and Brendan from Australia. There are people all over the world. So if you'd like to join us, go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, and find a hub.
Yeah.
Thanks, Andrea.
So who's next?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. We have Renat next. And Renat, we would love to speak with you. We'll probably have to start shortly and then go to a break. So
we have an extra minute more than what I think.
Okay, good.
So
you're with us, Renat?
Yes. Hi there.
Hi there.
You're also in Switzerland.
Hi.
You've got wonderful musical voice. Where are you?
I'm in Switzerland, yes, as well, in Biesserach.
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 I'm practicing my sounds.
It sounds good.
Oh, thank you. What can we do for you, lovely?
I love listening to the show and to everyone, and I just got reconnected with my kindness, and I like to use it more at my workplace, because I tend to like be speedy and correct and do my stuff. And it was like this week that someone said to me, it was so lovely to work together today because you weren't not that stressed. And I really got the feeling, yes, it makes such a huge difference when I just slow down and be kind to myself and to my environment.
You know, you said something interesting. You said, when I just slow down. People have the idea that if you slow down, you won't get the job done. The truth of the matter is, if you slow down enough to get into the current moment of your life, you become much, much more productive.
In fact, you do everything well the first time around.
Right. You don't have to go back and correct the mistakes. Now, so I don't have to go back and correct a mistake. We're going to go to a break now.
And we'll come back with Renat shortly. So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. too.
Are you being here too? Our newest book is out. It's in English. Sorry, German readers, but it's in English only. It is short stories that are so profound. Short stories of modern day enlightenment. Shai and I have written some of them. There are magnificent, magnificent chapters.
26 other authors have contributed to the writing of this book.
And I have been so moved recently by hearing different chapters, by reading chapters out loud at Mondays or on the international call yesterday. So if you have not gotten your copy yet, please get it. And then I really recommend you share the wealth by going up and leaving a review. Let them know how you are touched by what they have given as a gift to the world. Also, thank you. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for being a listener to our show.
We have some special shout-outs today.
How about Yulee, Florida?
And Tel Aviv in Israel.
And Peoria, Arizona.
Hessen, Germany.
Agora Hills, California.
Cota, Colombia.
And back home in Clifton, New Jersey.
And especially to the wonderful, wonderful people at Tag Online who've produced our website. So every time we tell you all to go to transformationmadeeasy.com, you're seeing their magnificent work in bringing what we have to offer to the world. And by the way, if you need a website,
they're great. In fact, before the web existed, in the first beginnings of it, when we didn't even know what it was, they said to us, let us put you up on the web. And we said, what's the web?
I find that an amazing service, that they entreated us to make what we have available to people. So ultimately, here we are with you today. And hats off to Amy and Andy Gideon, both of whom have their master's in computer science, and the incredible team you have created there. Our shout out to you.
Yeah, you guys are great. We love you.
Tagonline.com, T-A-G. You can find them on the web also. All right, so we are with Miss Lovely Renat.
Hey.
Hey.
So, did you have a question or something you wanted to share?
I got so inspired again when you spoke with Andrea, that when you see a possibility in another person, like you also said with the funeral, the kindness, that when you see it, you can have it for you as well. And I just love this opportunity.
Yeah, actually, you see it and you already have it in an instant, that
because,
you can recognize it.
Because it's in you already. That's why you recognize it. But you may not have accessed it. It's just one of those, it's like a chapter in a book that you haven't read yet. You turn the page and there it is. Surprise, surprise. Another possibility, another way of going about your life. You don't have to resent or regret. You can actually forgive. You can give people a yes rather than a complaint.
You know, I've been touched by things people have posted online, and it's been maybe a year or more than a year, 2 years, that I have entertained the idea of being up on Instagram, both for my photos, Ariel Kane photos, and also for Transformation Made Easy. It's not something I've wanted to invest in. And Leah Kearney, who, or Shani Flock, as we know her in her married name, but she has an amazing social media company. She also helps us with our posts. She supported me this week in actually launching both those sites, and I've been having so much fun with it. But it was really important that I don't compare backward with what people have already done. In a moment, I saw I wanted it, I had it, I hit start, here we go, it is perfect, it's not behind. It's similar to kindness. You can either go back and go, oh, I was so unkind back when, or you hit the restart button, and here you are, and here you go.
I love it. And now about visual impressions, I just came home by train, and they built a new building next to the train station, and they lit the rooms that it looked like a heart in this whole big building. It was awesome.
That's sweet.
That's so sweet.
That's sweet.
Yeah. You know, there's so many people out in the world who really care and are making a difference in you. We all are touching people in ways we have no clue. I'm sure whoever lit that had that as an idea, had that as a vision. They actuated that vision, and they have no idea that you, Renat, were so touched on the way home by their self-expression.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm so thankful that you, what you offer to everyone.
Well, thanks for being part of the offering. We wouldn't be the same without you.
Thanks.
We appreciate you calling today. If you have something else, you can say it. Otherwise, we'll take our next caller.
I'm good. I wish you a lovely, lovely day.
Thank you. Same to you. A lovely evening.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, as we are reading the different places, we really do have a worldwide audience. And even if we've never met you, it matters. And we appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah.
Let's take Sandy from Canada. Where are you exactly, Sandy? What city or town do you live in? Do we still have Sandy?
Do we still have a show? Yes.
Hi.
There she is.
Yes.
Okay, good. Maybe you're
muted. Hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now, Sandy. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
We're awesome. Where are you calling in from today?
I'm calling in from Chambly. It's a town just outside of Montreal, 20 minutes from downtown Montreal.
That's cool.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely to hear your voice. We had the honor of meeting you last month, and we get to see you again this weekend for the Freedom to Breathe and Art of Being a Healer. How cool is that?
Are we lucky or what?
I am so looking forward to it, and it's absolutely a nice treat to speak with you guys today. It's been an awesome new journey for me since I met you. And like the other callers, I'm so thankful for what you guys do. And these podcasts are just an amazing gift as well. I've been thinking about today's subject about being or becoming. And I realize that so often I'm always looking forward. Example, like this weekend is coming up. So I'm thinking about that a week, 2 weeks ahead of time. And I bring myself to realize, okay, you're not in the moment right now. It's challenging, but at the same time, to not judge myself for it anymore is so liberating. It's I don't know if I'm explaining it right, but
oh, you're explaining it right. All right, now here's the thing: that you see it and don't judge yourself for it, it allows it to disperse, to disappear, to complete itself. You know, those self-judgmental thoughts, they come, but if you resist them, they stick around, and if you notice them, they're over.
You know, and sometimes that looking forward nature has in it kernels of actions to take. And I'll give you a weird example. At night, for a few nights, I started thinking about ironing my shorts that I want to wear in Costa Rica. Now, we're not going to Costa Rica until mid-January, but it kept running through my mind. So the other day, I got out the iron. I got out the shorts. I sorted through the shorts, things that didn't fit me right anymore. I hadn't been wearing for a while, and I put those together and thought of people who might could wear them, and I brought them on Monday night. But I just gave myself license to do that activity, and then everything about that forward thinkingness quieted down. It left. I took care of what was available, and I bet you when I get closer to the time frame of actually packing for Costa Rica, I'll be really grateful that I don't have to spend time ironing my shorts.
Yes. It absolutely makes so much sense for me, too, with things that have been going on here and all my to-do lists and all that. I'm going back to work after 1 year sabbatical, and there's a lot of studying and preparation because I need to get requalified for my job as a flight attendant, as an in-charge flight attendant. And by forgetting
can I recommend,
the list and not...
Can I recommend something?
Sorry, yes.
As you talk about it, I hear a little bit of a harder quality come to your voice. You're back to
who you were as a flight attendant a year ago.
And how you approached it many years ago.
When you first entered into that profession.
And you did not know who you were or how capable you are, and you didn't have all this experience.
So you can relax about this. You're going to be brilliant.
What if this studying becomes a celebration of your knowledge and absorbing new possibilities as opposed to cramming in things that you don't know that you have to learn in order to pass a test, but a celebration of how capable you are.
Yeah.
And we've met you last month, and we know you. You are capable. There is no doubt about that.
You know, there are lots of people who are listening who are in school and they have things that they need to accomplish or year end in, you know, I'm thinking of Colleen and she's got quarter end coming up at the bank.
Right.
That can either be a pressure or a celebration. And it really has to
See,
do with
how
being.
You, yeah,
here.
It really does have to do with how you're being as
rather
you.
Rather than becoming.
Yeah, as you go about what you have to do. If you're doing it as though it's your idea, it becomes a celebration. If you're doing it because you have to, then you become victimized by it and there's no joy.
This could be joyous. This could be the culmination of sabbatical where you have a joyous re-entry into learning about this profession you have a passion for. And you may have forgotten the passion for it, but I'm clear you have it.
Absolutely. And through your workshops, your seminar, your the books I'm reading and podcasts and all that, I've realized that it doesn't feel like a burden anymore, and without even thinking about it anymore, I just started doing all these things and all these workbooks are getting done and almost like by themselves. It's pretty magical, actually. It's so light and freeing, whereas before it was such a different perspective on things like that. And even with doing laundry, it's really awesome. Like, thank you so much. It's a nice new journey.
That's great. Awesome. You said something about it being light, and the middle word in enlightenment is light. It happens when you approach your life lightly as though it's a fun game to play being alive.
You know, Renat talked about it today. You're talking about it now. I travel a lot. I know that while being on an airplane, if the steward or stewardess are actually being with us, like we're not a problem, wherever I land, I have such a better sense of myself. So thank you for being in a service industry. You know, thanks everybody who's out there being willing to look at the skill set of being because, wow, you really make a difference in this world. Unfortunately, we're getting to the end, or fortunately, we're getting to the end, however you look at it.
Next week's show is passion.
You know, if you're enjoying being here, share it with your friends. Share it with passion. Share this show. Transformation happens when you share it with others.
And transformation is a communicable ease.
Thanks for being here. We'll be back next week. So
yeah.
Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Rather than becoming.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.